But that is sort of contrary to what's happening in the chemical industry today, isn't it? Research and development are not receiving high priority as they used to.
Could be. I don't know why that should be. Maybe it's because they spent more money than it hadn't paid off. A lot of companies, I'm sure, wasted money on research. Lubrizol may be wasting some now, but I'm not involved, so I don't know.
What would you say were the major changes in the chemical industry that you saw during your career?
That's a hard one. I haven't given it any thought, frankly. Of course, I know that there's been a lot of materials that composite-type materials in recent years. For example, synthetic rubber. That started way back. Speed Marble was involved in that, and the plastics industry is a very important one. That's chemistry. All these polymers that I was working with in Speed Marble, they make all kinds of products out of those. I think that was one of the major changes when we learned how to polymerize vinyl materials. And as you know, that's a major industry now all over. And they're made not only by chemical companies, but by everybody else.
What do you think is important for the future of the chemical industry, and especially in terms of chemical innovation, new ideas?
I've never asked that question of myself. Since I left Lubrizol and retired, my major activity is my hobbies, and that is not connected with chemistry at all. I go back and visit some of the people once in a while. I had lunch out there not too long ago with a number of the research people, but I'd have to answer that by saying, after I retired, I forgot chemistry and went back to photography and nature studies, and I've traveled all over the world and taken photographs of every animal and bird and collected birds, and that kept me very happy, and I don't think I paid much attention to what was happening in the chemistry and chemical industry.
When you received the SCI medal in New York, your talk was somewhat unusual.
It was?
Well, in the sense that if you look at what others had to say, this was, I think I have it here somewhere.
If you don't, I've got a copy here. My file. Intelligence of Life.
Yes, yes. Well, why did you select that particular topic?
Because I was interested in, for the first time pretty much, in DNA. And the whole subject, as I recall it, had to do with that as a code of life. And that is a chemical. And I thought that someday it's going to be a major area of chemistry, possibly. And I remember a friend of mine, after I gave that talk, he worked for Johnson & Johnson, and they were working on this stuff. I said, how did you ever learn all about that stuff? I said, well, I read about it. So it was a new area. And the intelligence of life, I don't know if that was a good title, but I meant to say that by that title, that the DNA is the key, or is the code of life, and And of course, intelligent has to do with the brain. That's a lot of DNA in there. There's only about 10 billion neurons in the brain. Every one of them has DNA in it. So, you know, it's all tied together.
What did receiving that award mean to you from the SCI?
Well, the only thing I can remember about it offhand is that my wife and I stood there in the doorway and shook hands with about 600 people, and I had to have a stool to sit on it before I got out of there. And I don't know that it meant a great deal to me. I was glad to get it, of course, but I don't think I would say it was a key feature of my life by any means. It was just one of those things that happened, and I went out and accepted it.
Okay. I've sort of reached the end of my question list. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I will say that I consider myself now as a naturalist and not a chemist, but I read 3 or 4 technical magazines, which I keep up with what's going on in chemical areas of significance anyway, and but as a retired chemist for 12 years now, I would say that is a less interest to me than it was back in the days I was at Louisville, quite a bit. So I don't know. I concentrate on certain things, apparently.
Well, I'd like to thank you for spending time with me this morning.
And, well, there's a lot of questions. I didn't know what you were going to ask. I hope I answered them all right.
Oh, no, that was fine. I got some. There's some good information there. And
what are you going to do with these things?
Well, right now, we are going to transcribe these and put these in our archives. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to do some writing after we get all of this information put together. I'd like to do some writing, primarily in the area of chemical innovation. And you're now the fifth person I've talked to. What's intrigued me is that it's different in each setting. There's a different way of operating, but it's very successful within that setting. But it might not be successful. There's what you did at Lubrizol might not work at Nalco Chemical, for example.
I can believe that.
And that's showing up very early on in these interviews, so it's very intriguing.
Well, I was lucky to have been taking a job at Louisville. You're not on there now, are you?
Yes. Do you want me to turn it off?
Yeah.
Okay.